I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. The Catholic Church is slowly reemerging in Cuba, 60 years after the Communist Revolution outlawed religion. This week, for the first time in decades, Cuba opened a new church. It's in the rural town of Sandino on the western side of the island, the parish of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Father Chuck Dornquist was at the dedication on Saturday and told me what it was like to be there.
So it was an incredible experience to be with the people of Cuba, especially this particular town of Sandino. Although there are Catholic churches all over the place in Cuba, Sandino was a colony which developed after the revolution, was a place where those who had disagreed in ways with the government were sent, where prisons were, encampments and such. So there was no actual church building in there from the past. But over the years, the town grew, and recently there was a development of Christian faith growing there, small communities, and they requested to have a building. They requested to have a home where they could meet to celebrate Mass, to spend time with each other. And so to see all of that process, to see it all come to fruition, it was moving.
Set the scene for us in Sandino. I mean, just like describe the city, the sights and sounds. And I saw this picture of, I suppose it was the first Mass, a dog walking down the aisle of the church. I mean, it sounds like a pretty chill kind of little town.
Driving into Sandino, we drove from Pinar del Rio. It's rural. You're driving through the tobacco fields and farms, but it is a beautiful little tropical area where you have homes, and then you have this church, which, because it's the newest building perhaps that any of them had ever seen, it stood out as something beautiful. And so we ended up, for the service, the church was filled. It was packed, 500 people. And I think a large part of that, honestly, was for the people of Sandino to see this beautiful new building that was entirely for them. And for this Mass, included a dog, which found its way in there. And of course, would always be welcome to attend Mass with the people.
So, Father Chuck, you're from Tampa. How did you end up in Sandino? What's your connection to this project?
Yeah, so our parish here at St. Lawrence, we have a priest who's helped out for many years, who is from a little town in Cuba near Sandino, and had a priest friend who would make visits to the small communities in Sandino. He would go and celebrate Mass in people's homes and do Bible studies in their backyards. And so the two of them, about 15 years ago, began to dream about the idea of Sandino having a temple. And so from that idea, the process began. The visit of John Paul II to Cuba, and then Benedict and Francis, has allowed a greater opening for the building of a church. And so we started raising funds here out of St. Lawrence, which in Tampa we have a very large Cuban population. And raising the funds, and we got supporters from all across the United States and some places even like Germany to be a part of this project and to support the building of the church in Sandino.
What did the dedication mean to the people in Sandino? Like, what was their reaction? What did you see?
Oh, so I think that's really summed up well. Part of the Catholic Mass is the chanting of the responsorial psalm. So one of the psalms is sung, and the line in Spanish was, El Señor es el Todopoderoso y está con nosotros. So it's, the Lord is the Almighty One, and He is with us. And to have 500 people within Cuba, within Sandino, to be singing this with a deference and respect to a God who's the all-powerful one, and that God hasn't abandoned them, but rather has chosen to be with them. That, for those who are Catholic and who practice their faith in Sandino, was an incredibly powerful moment.
Father Chuck, what is being part of this community of Sandino in Cuba meant to you? Are you going to return?
I do hope to return. So being a part of it has been quite eye-opening. It's been heart-stretching to see the desire which the people of Sandino have for the faith. They very much know what it's like to have difficulty in practicing their faith. And so to see their inventiveness to talk about Jesus Christ, even when they didn't have a church building, something that which we rely on so heavily here in the States, that they were living out a relationship with Jesus Christ while sitting underneath a tin roof in someone's backyard in Sandino. It really stretched my heart tremendously. I was humbled by their ingenuity and their intelligence, and hopefully will return one day.
We take a lot for granted in the U.S., even in religion, don't we?
You said it. I think we can always grow in gratitude.
You going to allow dogs inside the St. Lawrence Church in Tampa now?
That's an interesting question. I think some people already do bring them in, like a therapy dog. We've had a dog or two in the church, and I personally love dogs, so they'd be welcome. There's spots where we wouldn't allow the dog to go. Like, I don't know if we'd have a dog in the confessional. That'd be awkward. But no, dogs can come into the church. I'd be fine with that.
Father Stephen Chuck Dorquist serves at the St. Lawrence Church in Tampa, Florida. He's been speaking with us about the first new church built in Cuba in nearly 60 years. Thank you very much. Good to speak with you.
Thank you, Marco. God bless.